Welcome back to Breakthrough, Waking Up to the Real You. I am your host, Alejandra Vivanco. Thank you so much for joining me today on Sunday's Word. Remember to subscribe and share the podcast if you haven't already, and also make sure to follow me on Instagram at alevivanco29 for more. Today, we're going to continue with Mark 5:29. It says, Jesus was in the crowd, and there was a lady that had been bleeding for a while, and she wanted to be healed. So she says to herself, if I just touch his clothes, I will be healed. Immediately, her bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. At once, Jesus realized that power had gone out from him. He turned around in the crowd and asked, who touched my clothes? You see the people crowding against you, his disciples answered, and yet you can ask, who touched me? But Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it. Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet and, trembling with fear, told him the whole truth. He said to her, daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering. And then after this, a man came and wanted Jesus to heal his daughter, but then people came to him and said, your daughter is dead. And Jesus said to him, don't be afraid, just believe. This is the thing with faith. It's hard. It's hard to believe that we're going to be blessed. It's hard to believe that things are going to happen the way they are meant to happen. Sometimes we have ideas of what we want in our lives, but God has different plans, and that's where faith comes in. And that's when we put ourselves at the bottom of the cross and say, God, I leave my life here. I put it all on your hands. You do what you believe is best, and I will follow. Because I truly believe, not only by mouth, but in my heart of hearts, that you will show me the way in such a way that whatever happens is already, immediately, automatically a blessing. But what happens to us that we don't get there so fast? And usually, we find God when we are at the bottom of the barrel, when we feel like we're lost, because he is the only one we should turn to. But when our life is kind of mid, you know, it's kind of like, yeah, no, like, there are some good things, there are some bad things, but, you know, I can just cope. We don't turn to God because we don't believe that anything better can come along. And that's the survival mentality, that we just have to survive the world and make it till tomorrow. But tomorrow is not promised. And why would you want your life to be mid? Wouldn't you want your life to be full of God? But what does that look like? Well, I don't know. You have to find out by commending your spirit to God and letting him guide you. So you kind of take your hands off the wheel and believe, have faith that Jesus will just take over. And we just have to go. And whenever we worry ourselves too much and we are just spinning, we can just pray. Jesus says, don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Don't allow the future and its uncertainty to overwhelm you, because your eyes shouldn't be on the future all the time. Number one should be God, should be Christ. He'll show you the way. Is it going to be easy? Not all the time. But how are you going to grow stronger in your faith if you don't go through suffering and pain? There is purpose in everything, and God knows the way. So if we just focus on God, everything else will and shall reveal itself as we walk. Again, this is Breakthrough, Waking Up to the Real You, and I'll see you next time. Bye.